A bill being unveiled today in Lansing to amend Michigan's Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act to include protection for Michigan's LGBT citizens. State Senator Jeremy Moss is a co-sponsor of this bill and with us now. Senator, exactly what would happen if this bill becomes law?
Well, we would protect the LGBT community from discrimination that exists currently today in housing and employment, and we're doing it today specifically because we're kicking off Pride Month. And while Pride is certainly a time for the community to celebrate its vitality in every corner of Michigan, Pride did not start as a celebration. It started as a liberation 50 years ago this month in June 1969 at Stonewall. And it was a fight against discrimination and embarrassment and harassment that the community has felt. And now 50 years later, if you are a gay or a trans Michigander, you can be fired and there's no recourse for you to make a legal complaint about it. You can be denied housing. You can be evicted. And so this is trying to catch up with other states that have an economic advantage over Michigan because we don't have these protections for LGBT Michiganders. And it really makes us uncompetitive around the country.
Senator, this isn't the first time that an attempt's been made to amend the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act. Those attempts failed. Why do you think this effort could have a different outcome?
Well, today was also historic because Governor Whitmer opened her office for this press event this morning where we introduced our bills. So to have a sitting governor right next to us for the very first time calling for this expansion to our state's civil rights law is important and significant. We have a Republican co-sponsor of this in the House, which is also significant to show that this should be a nonpartisan issue. And then we're going to make the case. There are 110 state representatives and 38 state senators, all of whom have members of the LGBT community in their district, and we're asking for those citizens to contact their legislator and let them know to support the legislation that we've introduced today because we want to create a more welcoming state for everyone to feel comfortable and safe.
House Speaker Lee Chatfield's been on the record saying he probably would not allow a bill to come up if it infringes on religious freedom. So what about religious freedom?
So I think about that a lot. So I'm Michigan's only openly gay state senator. I'm also Michigan's only Jewish state senator. And my religious values, which are firm and strong, and I uphold them, they are within the Old Testament. But I can tell you, rabbis and Jewish scholars don't see a conflict behind old text and where we are today as a society. So there is no reason for somebody to be using their religious values to fire people because they're gay or trans, or to evict them because they're gay or trans. So I don't buy this argument that somehow if you're religious, that is mutually exclusive, and you can't accommodate a gay person in your restaurant or in your business or in your housing development.
How do you plan to convince skeptical colleagues in the legislature to get on board and support this bill?
So this is Harvey Milk, who once said that coming out is the most political thing you can do. And so I think that we are really relying on citizens who care about their LGBT family members, who care about their LGBT coworkers, to really speak out about this and make the case district by district by district. And I think once we get kind of a groundswell of support up here among our colleagues in Lansing, we'll be able to move this issue even further forward.
What chance do you give this of landing on Governor Whitmer's desk for her signature?
Well, I'm always hopeful for anything that we introduce that's good and right and moral. It's 100% chance of becoming law. So let's go with 100, and then we'll scale back from there and see how far we can get.
As a gay Michigander, Senator, what does this mean to you?
You know, I talked about this on the floor today because I was able to make a statement about the bill that we introduced. And just 6 months into my term was when the marriage equality ban was struck down by the Supreme Court. And so I said to my colleagues, marriage equality happened, and the only consequence of that is that gay people started to get married, and we all moved on. So I made the case today. You know, we talk about Elliot Larson, and now I've served with people for 4.5 years in the state legislature. We can amend the Civil Rights Act here in Michigan, and as a consequence of that, gay people and trans people won't be fired, and they won't be evicted solely for the fact that they're gay or trans, and we can move on. And so I looked at my colleagues. I said, you know, when I'm term limited out of here, do you want me to be fired for being gay when I seek a new job. I ask them to give me a tool to go to prosecutors and law enforcement if I face discrimination and let due process begin. It's as simple as that. It's not special rights. It's not anything more than anybody else has here. It's just the ability to say that if I'm being discriminated against and you see that's wrong, give me the opportunity to make my case before a judge. And so that's what it's like in the legislature, just trying to put a human side to some of this stuff that we talk about, which has a lot of political rhetoric, unfortunately, behind it.
State Senator Jeremy Moss, Democrat from Southfield, thank you.
Thank you so much.